African elephants are in big trouble. According to a new comprehensive study called the Great Elephant Census, their numbers are plummeting. The project was put together by local businessman Paul Allen and his team at Vulcan. Sandy Dalton covers science for the Seattle Times. She told me about the big takeaways from the new research.
Well, the census found that African elephants have declined by about 30%, almost a third, over a seven-year period from 2007 to 2014.
And why are they declining so fast?
The main reason is poaching, for ivory. The market for ivory has increased significantly around the world, and particularly in China in recent years, and African elephants are paying the price.
So we've known that this has been a problem for a while, but what significance is this census now that it's out?
Well, the census provides kind of a bulletproof baseline. The data was collected in a very systematic, very rigorous way. So this is information that it's really, you know, the countries cannot ignore it, and they can't say that the numbers aren't good anymore. So this shows in a very stark way just, you know, how many elephants have been lost. And it also points out the fact that if losses continue at the same rate, in 9 years, there'll just be half as many elephants as there are now.
Before this survey came out, what kind of data did we have in terms of the elephant population in Africa?
Well, the problem was that the data were very scattered, very sporadic, and of varying quality. Different countries would do surveys of their elephants, but how well they were done, how rigorously they were done, was kind of unknown. So the thing about this one is that a standardized method was used. Paul Allen's tech folks at Vulcan actually developed a data logging system that automatically recorded the data and the location of the plane and that sort of information. So data from one place can be compared to another place. And also, there had never been a survey that covered such a huge area, essentially all of Africa's elephant populations at the same time.
Now, Paul Allen helped fund the census. What does he hope to achieve now that the census is out?
Well, I think he and everyone who was involved in the census hopes that countries and international groups will use this information, will take it seriously and act on it. And what that means is, you know, in the case of individual countries like Kenya and Tanzania, taking these steps like increasing enforcement and, you know, really trying to infiltrate these criminal gangs that are behind a lot of the ivory poaching. On the international level, there's a push for regulations that would prevent any African countries from selling stockpiled ivory in the future. They argue, you know, that this ivory is old, it's not harming elephants now, but the problem is that there's no way to tell the difference between old ivory and new ivory, and when ivory goes on the market, it fuels demand.
Are there any bright spots in the census?
There were a few surprisingly positive results. Uganda, which is a place that has been through a lot of conflict recently, is actually seeing an increase in its elephant populations. Also, in a complex of parks in the western part of Africa, which is not known for its elephants, the surveyors found 9,000 elephants in an area that they expected to see maybe 1,000 at the most. So there are some good news stories out there. But the overall trend across the continent is pretty grim.
Seattle Times reporter Sandy Dalton tells us about Paul Allen's Great Elephant Census. We also spoke with James Deutsch. He's the Wildlife Conservation Director for Vulcan. He told us about owner Paul Allen's next big conservation project.
All the circumstantial evidence suggests that African forest elephants in the Congo Basin rainforest are in even worse shape than the savanna elephants. They're harder to count. You can't do it from the air. You have to do it on the ground. And so Paul is sponsoring us to work with partners to go out and count the number of forest elephants.
You can see the full report at greatelephantcensus.com.